Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our panelists now has 60 seconds in which to fill in the blank. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Tom Baudet has 3 points. Faith Saley has 3 points. Mo Rocca has 2.
Mo, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. The International Red Cross reported this week that the situation in blank has descended into civil war.
Libya.
Right. Although he had pledged to shut it down, President Obama announced that military trials would resume for prisoners at blank.
Guantanamo Bay.
Right. Charlie Sheen filed a $100 million lawsuit this week after he was officially fired from the CBS sitcom Blank.
2 and a Half Men.
Right. NASA said this week that a new study claiming to have found evidence of blank is incorrect.
Life on Mars?
Yes, alien life. White House party crasher Michaela Salahi has been fired from the reality show Celebrity Rehab because blank.
Because she's not really addicted.
Exactly.
She lied.
She's not addicted to anything. Jeez. She crashed that too. The National Sleep Foundation offered tips to help people adjust on Sunday to the start of blank.
Sunday to the start of daylight savings time.
Right. In a rant on Fox News this week, former Senator Alan Simpson made references to kids today and their fondness for blank.
Their fondness for horse and buggies?
No. Kids today and their fondness for Snoopy Snoopy poop dog. We also would have accepted the enema man. Let me explain. Simpson was complaining in his crotchety way about senior citizens who insisted on getting their Social Security checks, and he kind of got off track. He said, quote, "If they care at all about their children or grandchildren, and sometimes I doubt that. I think, you know, grandchildren now don't write a thank you note for the Christmas presents. They're walking on their pants with the cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and they don't like them," unquote.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's like all of America is his lawn, and he wants us off it. Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had a fine round, Peter. 6 correct answers, 12 more points. Mo now has 14 points and the lead.
Well done. We have flipped a coin. Faith has elected to go second. Fill in the blank. Representative Peter King held a hearing Thursday to investigate what he called the radicalization of American blanks.
Muslims.
Right. Jared Loughner, the man charged with shooting Congresswoman Blank, pled not guilty on Wednesday.
Gabrielle Giffords.
Right. In an interview broadcast Tuesday, Donald Trump says he plans to decide by June whether or not he will blank.
Ever take off his toupee. No, run for president.
Right. In honor of its 40th anniversary, Starbucks unveiled its new wordless blank.
Menu.
Logo. In an attempt to shake off his stodgy reputation, presidential hopeful Mitt Romney was photographed this week blanking.
Tying himself to the hood of a car.
No. Wearing skinny jeans. The Long Island mansion, some say inspired part of F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel Blank, has been scheduled for demolition.
The Great Gatsby.
Yes, according to a new study, more than a third of art students could not tell the difference between artwork created by famous abstract expressionists and blank.
Animals and children.
Right. Virgin Blue Airways in Australia has fired a flight attendant who stowed a passenger's blank up in the luggage bin.
17-month-old baby.
Yes, indeed. The flight attendant says she was just joining in an innocent game of peekaboo started by the baby's father. The baby's father has also been fired from a relationship with the baby's mother. The baby is totally fine, unharmed completely, but Virgin Blue has promised to amend its baby stowage guidelines. From now on, mothers will be permitted to stow babies in the seat pocket or under the seats in front of them instead of being required to stash them wheels first overhead.
I would just like to point out how influential this show is. Because the last time I appeared on this show, I suggested that babies be put in the overhead.
Yes.
I think I'm very proud.
I personally don't mind when they put babies in the overhead. I just hate it when people put them in side to side and take up too much room.
Yeah.
You turn them, put them in head first.
Right, so that when you open it at the end, you don't want the baby falling out.
Carl, how did Faith do in our quiz?
Faith had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 15 points, and Faith has taken the lead.
Well done, Faith. So how many, then, does Tom need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
Oh, that's a tough time. Here we go. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Governor Pat Quinn signed a bill making Illinois the 16th state to end blank.
The death penalty.
Right. The spike in gas prices is one of the reasons the White House said it is considering tapping into the nation's blank.
Strategic oil reserve.
Right. The Senate Energy Panel held a hearing Thursday that would make certain kinds of blanks legal again.
Incandescent bulbs.
Yes, because of his philanthropy, blank dropped to second on Forbes' list of the world's richest people.
Bill Gates.
Right. Instead of going with a fuzzy cute mascot, the North Carolina State Zoo has chosen blank.
Rusty the rhinoceros.
Close. Snotty the snot otter. Broadway producers announced that co-creator Julie Taymor would be replaced as the director of the accident-ridden blank musical.
Spider-Man.
Right. Warner Brothers tested the waters this week by offering a streaming movie rental on the social networking site blank.
Facebook?
Right. Police in Portland were sent to the scene of a break-in after receiving simultaneous emergency calls from blank.
The homeowner and the burglar.
Exactly right. Both of them called 911. Timothy Chapek told police he'd been performing a routine burglary when he heard the homeowner and his two German shepherds arrive home unexpectedly. Fearing for his own safety, he did what any professional thief would have done. He locked himself in the bathroom and called 911 to tell police he was in danger. Meanwhile, the homeowner, suspicious of the person who was locked in the bathroom talking on the phone, also called police and was surprised when they responded, yeah, we know. Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
He needed seven to win. He had seven.
Whoa!
So
what a performance!
Tom Baudet is this week's champion.
What a performance!